A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 49. After interrogating Thalen, one of Dromedas' remaining followers, the crew discover the Ten's insidious plot to steal Jedi and Sith artifacts to amass power. Learning what they needed to know, the crew of the Tin Sparrow left Bane and Xana on Lothal to travel to Vrogas Voss in search of the lost Jedi Temple and the treasure hidden within. You guys, you land the ship. There's like one building of the temple that is still standing. Like everything else is kind of crumbled. And
you, does the Force tell us this is where we should be going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is where, in your mental image of where you need to go, like this is exactly where the pin dropped. You know, if you're looking at like Google Maps, where this is where the pin is, right here on this building. Give me perception or use the Force checks for either like
36.
Okay, Jesus.
34.
26.
30. I don't see anything.
All right. Okay, on the map here, that little square, that is the entrance. You guys walk in through that. Trubrub reaches out with the Force, and he can see this entire place. He knows exactly which way to go and which route to take to get to the main chamber in the center of this temple. So let's get your characters out.
Quick question. Who plants bushes on the inside of a temple?
Those are not bushes. That's rubble. The pile of rubble is like all the way up to the ceiling, and these are like 20-foot high ceilings. These are 4-foot thick walls. So you enter this little like antechamber. It's not a big room, but there are two doors to either side. Since Chubrub reached out with the Force, he could tell that the path to the left ends in a dead end in a pile of rubble where the temple is caved in.
That way's a dead end. Don't ask how I know.
We know how you know.
Yeah, everyone knows how you know.
So that way, yeah.
I'm going to scamper up the back of Sawbone and hop on his jetpack. I'm like, pat on his helmet and go tell him that way.
That way.
I kick my heels into Sawbone's ribs and tell and say,
yeah, bitch.
Yeah, so let's go down this hallway and let's speed run this temple.
So you guys make your way down this hallway. It is super dark. There's no light coming in from the outside. There's no artificial light. There's no lighting along the way. So it's just kind of dark.
Flashlights?
Flashlights. I got lightsabers.
Low light visor.
Sawbone can see everything. So Sawbone's in the front, I'm guessing.
Can I light a saber?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to light my saber.
Okay. And that illuminates the entire hallway. So you guys continue down the hallway. Nothing crazy. This isn't like booby-trapped like some of the other temples and shit you guys have gone through. So you guys just make your way through. You enter into like another tiny room. It looks like it might have been some sort of like storage room. There's a couple of shelves with, it's just dust. There's nothing really there. And then you move into the next room. And it's a larger room, and you can see there's light pouring in from where the rubble and stuff has caved in there in the corner. And in front of you, you see some things moving around in the shadows. B?
What's up?
What are they?
They're wasp worms.
Is that a thing?
On Vrogas Voss?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not indigenous to Vrogas Voss, but they are present.
Yeah, I want to know what they look like.
They're basically just swarms of worms. Just nasty, stinging worms.
So they do have stingers and wings?
I don't think they have wings. They're just...
Oh.
They slither around on the ground. They're kind of like snake-sized, but they swarm and they sting. And
they cover you in nasty juices.
Yeah, and you can see them all over the floor and the walls and the ceiling of this room that you enter.
I grab an EpiPen and I just jab it into my leg preemptively.
Y'all remember that one time we just hit that one room with as many detonators as we could?
I don't want to crumble this place.
Yeah, it's already falling to the ground.
Who's got the biggest boots?
just start stomping.
Yeah. Chubbs, how hungry are you?
Does anybody have a flamethrower?
I do have a flamethrower.
You have a flamethrower? I would say someone else in your crew has a flamethrower who is currently making bagels in his arm.
Oh. is he with us?
Bagel bites.
Hey, maybe we could calm down.
Is PN with us?
He's on the ship.
On the ship.
PN!
What's up, fellas and lady?
Are we taking a vote or...
Hey, come on down.
All right.
Bring some bagels and your cream brulee torch arm.
All right, I'm coming.
And you hear it through the comms. You have him just like...
Little pet to my friends, gotta help them do some stuff. I'm a cool droid now. Ooh, look at this place. This is all sorts of fucked up. Let's see. They didn't tell me which way to go. Let's go to the left.
Nope, go to the right.
Other way. That's a dead end. Turn around.
PM15 this week. Voiced by Gurr.
Yeah.
Going down through doop. Oh, this is a tiny room. Oh, what's over here? Oh, it doesn't matter. It's dust. Okay.
And then the door opens behind you guys.
What's up, fellas?
And lady.
Get rid of those.
Oh, shit. All right.
Go battle droid.
Oh, yes, master.
His eyes turn red.
His eyes turn red. And
all of his cooking implements turn into weapons.
Yeah, his finger that's a creme brulee torch goes like, and then he points it, and he's like,
suck on this, or I don't know, something witty.
You really got this down.
Yeah, I was about to say, best sound bite of the whole recording.
And he ignites most of them. There's some that are still slithering around on the floor and ceiling and stuff, but they're definitely less of a threat now than they were before. And then he goes, ha-ha. But he doesn't blow it because he's a droid. And then also it just turns off.
Nice.
Just click.
Yeah.
It smells so bad in here.
I learned about this in an episode of a show I listened to, but it was a dream. And it was a droid called K41L. He was super sick.
Ah, that's so meta.
He was like you, but better. Which is like everyone else on the team. Oh, hey, am I right, guys?
Why?
Boo, 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 boo. I got new body. I've got new confidence.
New body, new confidence. Same piece of shit.
He's so confident. Do you want to join us for the rest of this?
Absolutely. I wish. I've been waiting for you guys to invite me forever.
Let's do it.
You guys, I've been trying to adjust his sassy levels, and it just won't let me. I can't stop it.
Keep it. I love it.
I hate this.
He's joining us.
This is my nightmare.
This is my second nightmare.
Was your first nightmare when you let our good, good murder boy die?
No!
Oh! Oh, fuck that. And I take off my gloves.
Oh, you smack him.
Just hit right in the face.
You smack him with the gloves.
And I smack him in the face with both gloves.
We're about to have a second duel in this show.
The first non-temple night we have, I am going to fight you. I am going to fight you. And I am going to come at you hard.
Oh, come on, man. I just put him back together, goddammit.
You know, because he's not a person, so he doesn't blink. He's just staring at you, and he just goes,
okay.
Okay, guys, we have bigger things to deal with, okay? Let's just save it for the ship.
Don't you be fighting on my ship.
All right, just focus up.
Fuck this. And I'm going to go ahead and do a couple cartwheel backhand springs over the remaining bugs.
Do it. Give me a roll.
Yeah. 27.
27?
To do the
all right, yeah, you troll your way through to the end of that room. Everyone else, do similar things. Acrobatics and or some sort of whatever.
Nat 20.
To avoid...
He just hovers over like Magneto. You know?
Nat 20. I just force lift myself over them.
No.
But can I part them like the Red Sea?
Do like a Prince of Persia run along the wall.
Yeah, you do something like that. And like, but it's like a almost like Jedi Surge sort of thing, you know, where they move super quick. So you just like, you do it cool. You go, you run, and you run up the wall.
Can I slide on my knees on the ceiling?
Oh my God.
No.
Like I got somebody, I'm just like,
no, you just do a cool like run around, completely around. And then you slide on your knees when you hit the bottom. You go, and fuck yeah. Right next to Kale.
I did a nat 20 as well. So I'm just going to jetpack over.
It's not your normal thing?
Yeah, it's just normal.
But he does it flawlessly.
I'm kind of imagining you like lay on your back, put your hands behind your head, and just kind of like lay.
I do a hip thrust around laying though. I go,
But you're like dodging them as they're like falling. The remaining ones are falling off the ceiling, trying to land on you.
Yeah, I was curious. I mean, if he blew a fire hole in these things, is it absolutely necessary, or could Rilo just kind of waltz through?
If you want to waltz through, that is your
like they all do super special yeah. things, and I'm just,
you're just walking.
Walking by with my energy drink.
If one falls on your head.
Oh.
Oh no.
Ugh, gross. I have my lightsaber out, though, for light.
Yeah, but you just walked through and you didn't do anything to dodge, so if one falls on your head.
Yeah, that's what you get. You should have did something cool.
I got out-cooled.
You got out-cooled.
4 damage.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like being stung by a bee.
I'm going to have to shower again.
Yep. You got wasp juice on you.
Yeah, when you fling it off after you get stung, you fling it. It's like a think like a slug. There's like
yeah, that. Like slop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
after I just showered yep. before this temple because the energy.
It was like a day ago.
Oh, it was a day. Yes.
When you get up close to the group, I also stab you with an EpiPen.
Just you can't be too careful.
Thank you.
I'm gonna surge and just zip past her. When I run right by her, I'm just gonna go, "Excuse me."
Yes.
I'm going to jump up and just like say that in here and just keep running.
Excuse me.
26.
Yeah, you do that.
How did PN get through?
Oh, he just walked through.
What he doesn't get stung.
What?
Yeah.
Just
he's
metal, so he just walks through.
He's just a G.
So yeah, he's probably got a couple on him at the other end. He just like shakes them off.
I am so impressed with PN right now. I know it's driving you crazy. I'm real sorry, man. But he's real impressive. I know how you feel about it.
Oh, no.
He's a fucking G.
Yeah. Okay.
Someone salty.
All right, so you guys continue on down the hallway. You make the turn around the corner, and once again, Chubrub kind of points you guys to go through that door. You enter another room.
Look, more bushes.
Yeah, there's more rubble, and again, you can see the outside. Nothing special happening in there, so you continue forward. As you guys enter this hallway, you see more of those worms and stuff just all over the
PN,
hall.
PN, lead the way.
PN, take control.
I've got this.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
And he, like, waves you forward.
Have at it, my good friend. Let's see what you got.
Here you go, you bolty piece of shit.
Okay.
He's trying to be your friend. God.
Nothing's better than the old ways.
All right, meatbag.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off.
I take out the bag of popcorn, used popcorn from a couple days ago.
Oh, old popcorn.
Can't wait to see this.
You hear some popping coming from within PN.
He's making fresh popcorn? PN, are you making fresh popcorn right now?
Sure am. Let's watch this.
And he just like, ching, chick, and there's bags.
I'm eating out of his, I'm eating out of his stomach.
Oh, but you guys, hold on. Butter?
Oh, yeah.
More butter,
oh,
please.
Oh, God, yes. Do you have a little salt? This is the best. You're my best friend.
He's the best.
Hale, I made the butter come out of his middle finger. Do you like that?
Did you say what you just said? Did you say what you just said?
Say what?
He's the best friend.
Yeah.
What? Can you make popcorn come out of yourself?
I lay on my back facing the crowd with the hallway down behind me, and I give the two birds, and I light my jetpack, and I pilot that shit so close to the floor that it burns a...
Give me a piloting check.
Fuck yeah, I will. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a 32.
Hey.
I rolled like a percentage because I want to see what the odds were. So you, what did you roll?
32.
So yeah, you torch all of them along the floor.
Just going away.
Totally missing the fact that there's some from the ceiling. I rolled a 92.
Okay.
Oh.
So they definitely land on you, and you get stung.
How many times?
Right in the face.
Oh, my God. Please let him be all like when we get to him. He's just got welts because he's allergic to him.
I already stabbed myself with an EpiPen.
And I stabbed her.
Oh, really?
We both got, yeah.
Wait, doesn't that work after the fact, not before the fact?
It's preventative.
It's preventative.
I feel like I might be stung here in a minute.
And take no chances.
You get stung 6 times.
Shit.
Jeez. Okay. You can't see it because I'm maintaining my composure, but there's just tears rolling down my eyes as I'm just holding the pose and getting stung.
You take 16 damage.
Jesus.
Oh, that's bad.
And the other ones just like fall off of your body, or they like sting your metal arm. You know, it doesn't do anything. But you're now covered also in like dripping, like slug juice, goo. Essentially. Just goo. Just, and it reeks. It smells terrible.
My stubborn hatred has outweighed all of these consequences. I'm still just standing there. Just same look.
Yeah, but they're still all over the ceiling.
Yeah.
But the ones on the floor are torched, so...
Pien, can you take care of the rest?
Absolutely.
And he just walks through with his hand pointed up at the ceiling and just torches all of them along the ceiling as he goes. And he's cleared that hallway for you guys.
As we walk up to Kale, I look at Pien and kind of whisper, "You wouldn't happen to have a towel in there, would you?"
Sure don't.
Sorry, bud.
That's my next upgrade. I'm going to put some moist towelette dispensers in his other hand.
I tried. You stink.
I'm fine.
Hey, Pien, maybe don't be so mean to Kale.
I'm not. I literally have not been mean.
Just saying.
At all.
Just saying, you're taking all his thunder.
Well, I was called here to help. I'm just doing my job.
He's done a really fine job.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're not doing a bad job.
Okay, you know what? No more popcorn for you, sir.
I already got some, but it's okay.
No, but from here on forward, no more popcorn.
It was okay. It was just okay.
It's popcorn. It's always just okay.
I'll walk over and help Kale up. I've already been slugged, so here's a rag or
slug
something.
Slug buddies.
Yeah, slug buddies.
Slug buddies for life.
I don't want to talk about it.
So as you round that final corner and you guys are coming across the center of this temple, you come across this giant room. As you guys are entering this room, you see it's like something has made a hive of this room. There's gross shit all over the place, like nests. I think they've taken stuff and used bodily fluids and whatnot to like stick stuff everywhere. And there's like cracked open eggs. I know you two have played the new Borderlands. Mm-hmm. You know when you go into one of those levels where you go into like the sewers and there's all those egg things along the walls? Like that's what this is like. It's gross. But in the center of the room, you see a giant Kenrath. You guys have fought them before. You fought them on Dantooine. Riley, I don't know if you've ever seen these. They fought them on Dantooine when they were getting their crystals.
Oh, okay.
Kenraths are these like kind of nasty bug-like creatures, kind of like a crab, spider.
Mantis.
Thing. Gross thing. So you see this Kenrath in the center of the room. It's what you might call the queen. She is very large, and as you enter and the light of Ryla's lightsaber illuminates the room, you see two smaller ones scuttle out from behind the big mama queen.
Pien?
I can try to help. I'm really just good at torching creme brulees and shit.
Take out your guns.
I don't have guns.
You do.
I have guns.
I don't have guns. I have guns.
So used to not having guns, I forgot I had guns.
B?
Roll initiative.
Hey everyone, and thank you so much for listening to another episode of 8-Bit Saga. I know it's been a while since the last one, but it seems like I'm releasing one every 2 months now, which is not ideal, but hopefully we can get back on track. This session was recorded last October, which is fucking crazy to me because it's almost a year later and we're just getting to it, but I'm kind of happy since we haven't recorded since March, you know, and so I'm glad that I had, I guess, enough forethought to kind of spread these out to make these sessions last longer, because we only recorded, you know, until March, right? And we also did like a Life Day special and some other stuff in between, so I've only got like 3 sessions worth of stuff left before I run out of stuff, and then we'll have to figure out what the fuck we're gonna do, if we're gonna go online or what, because we haven't done anything since March. So we'll see what happens, but thank you so much for listening. Just a heads up, I know you're probably like, but damn, only like 17, 18 minutes in the episode, and we're already at the mid-break. Man, this must be a short one, even though it says it's an hour long. Yeah, this is a short one. mostly just because of how the sessions fell and how the story progressed and what I could get done in the time that I allotted myself. But hopefully, you know, this, you know, they'll get longer as I get a chance to work on things more. I don't know, we'll see.
But also, due to that, I'm going to go ahead and throw the goofs and shit on the end, like I normally do for our Patreon listeners. I'm going to let everyone have it on this one, since it's a short episode. And also, maybe to kind of entice you to think about, you know, donating to our Patreon over at patreon.com/8bitsaga. You know, we always release extended episodes with at least 30 minutes of goofs at the end of every episode. Things that get cut, jokes that get cut. Us just talking about stupid stuff like Bucky's or I don't know, TV shows and music and just, you know, not playing the game like we're supposed to and just dicking around. So go listen to those at the end of the episode. But again, it's about 30 minutes worth, about the same length of as the episode. So go follow us on Facebook at the 8-Bit Geek. Go follow us on Twitter at 8-Bit_Saga. If you use the 8-Bit Saga hashtag, as always, you'll get a character named after you. I do not believe we have any named characters in this episode. I mean, it's really kind of a dungeon crawler sort of thing we did. So we didn't have any real NPCs except for the typical ones that they run into. But do that, and we will name characters after you. And I do have a list of character names of people who have tweeted at us in the past. It's a good sized list, and I will say if we don't get to you in this season of the show, we will continue to hold on to those names and we will use them eventually. So keep that in mind. Also, I will say it's not a first come first serve basis. It's really more of a, I see a name that works for a character and I use it. So it's kind of luck of the draw. We have people that have been on the list since the beginning, but it's just kind of depends on what strikes me at the time. So again, keep that in mind. If you do that, that's what's going on. Please, please, please tell your friends about the show. Make sure, you know, everyone is that you know is listening. Word of mouth is our biggest friend. So go tell everyone you know to listen. Again, just thank you so much. Your support, the nice things you guys tweet at us and the hype that you give us when we announce a new episode's coming. I cannot stress enough just how important that is for us, especially in this time, to make us feel like, you know, that we're actually doing something fun and that people actually like. So I'm going to shut up. Let's get back to it. Let's finish this out. Stick around for the goofs at the end. Let's get to it.
Sawbone, you're up first.
Sweet. We got the queen and we got two side bitches.
A queen for a queen, I say.
Oh.
I'm gonna jetpack up and I'm going to shoot my missile launcher at the queen.
Okay. Roll for it.
27.
That is a direct hit.
28 damage.
How much AoE? What's the radius?
Two squares. Yeah, two squares.
So yeah, that would explode on either side.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next up is Marky.
What did that do real quick? I'm sorry. How much damage?
We don't get to like.
Oh.
I did 27 damage to this guy, and half of that 27 hits both of them.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I got you.
I am, since everybody's still kind of in the doorway there, I'm just going to roll in a thermal detonator.
Shit, okay.
Do it.
Yeah, so right into the underbelly of that.
Yeah, bet.
Yeah.
So.
I like it.
Roll
bowling that style. Attack.
Oh, and y'all told me not to. Bullshit.
You do too much.
You do too much, yeah.
You don't know when it
is. You were talking like detonite and stuff.
30.
Nice. I mean, it's yeah, you square. Roll it and it just rolls right underneath. That's what,
8d6?
8d6.
These things aren't even going to get a chance to go.
Ideally. Oh, no. They're definitely not.
35 damage.
Damn. All right.
And that's to all three of them, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah. I did it, guys.
Nice.
Golf clap.
God, and it takes them all down another one on the condition track.
Fuck.
Fuck is right. All right, next up is Chubrub. Nope, that's Kale. I'm sorry. They had the same initiative, yeah. So it fucked with me. All right, Caleb.
I'm going to just go pop, pop. I'm going to do a little double attack.
We'll pop, pop. Pop. Which pop, one? Pop, pop.
We'll do one on each. I want to take its babies from it.
Okay.
Jesus.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Inflict emotional damage, psychological damage, and physical damage.
31. Yeah, I'm trying to get psychic damage.
That's a hit.
Psychic damage.
And more on that. More on that one.
31 on one and 30 more on the other.
Yeah.
19 for the damage of the first shot.
19 for the first one, okay. Mm-hmm.
31 for the second amount of damage.
Damn.
Chunkin'.
Hell yeah.
Well, now I've just got, I've got PN rage. I've got something to prove.
PN envy?
I got PN envy.
I got PN 15.
I was getting there. You got there faster.
Fuck. So you hit the first one, just, you know, a glancing blow. The second one, you really fuck its world up. All right, Chub Rub's turn.
Nice.
Chub Rub gets really happy and kind of waddles forward. Just and he's going to just huck two detonators with the force.
You can bring down this house.
He started it. 36 and 40.
Those are the eyes of despair.
And then the eye roll that he just did. Because,
of course, it's a goddamn 40.
Can he roll for damage?
Yeah, I mean, that's what? 16d6?
Can there be some serious consequences if he rolls too much damage?
Yeah, you are gonna bring down the house.
That's what I was saying. In an enclosed area, the force of two grenades like that would blow us backwards.
But this is a big room, though.
How big?
I mean, what's the square footage?
So this room is 1,500 square feet.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of space.
It's like the size of a house.
Yeah.
It's a Jedi temple.
It's a big temple.
So, yeah.
Does it have a roof or has it been caved in?
No, but it's got a tall roof.
Okay.
Or ceiling.
19 damage on the first detonator and 31 damage on the second one.
Oh, my God. So you basically liquefy the two smaller Kinrath. The queen is a bit singed, but is now super pissed.
But will not retaliate until it's her turn.
Right, it's Ryla's turn, so she can't go yet. The queen can't go. You can go.
The queen's
go.
Just Kill standing her. In anger.
All right, so I'm going to use a force grip.
Okay.
And I guess just try to...
Grip it?
Incapacitate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for sure.
23.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't
That's
think
That's not... Good enough.
Oh, our first whiff.
So. Sorry, it's the queen's turn. So, Chub Rub, you are the only one that has made their way fully into the room.
Why did you go forward?
The softest, squishiest
so
one of us.
She is going to rush up at you and give you some
pincers.
Claw attacks. They're not like pincers. They're just like praying mantis claws.
My reflex is a 27B.
She hits you with one. 26 damage.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like right in your tiny little leg.
Motherfucker!
All right. Back up to the top with Sawbone.
Well, I'm going to take aim and use that and shoot it right in the face. 25 to hit.
25 to hit. Yeah, that's it.
39 damage and one down the condition track.
Fuck. So that took it down one for, what was it, Hunter's Mark? And one for the amount of damage. It has a minus 10 to basically anything that it tries to do. All right. Next up is Mark.
I'm just going to mosey my way up.
Oh, you're going to mosey, are you?
Uh-huh. And I'm going to mosey
up. Stab you as you
mosey. I was about
mosey.
To say, doesn't that always attack of like, opportunity?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Move with purpose.
I'm going to move with purpose. And I'm going to do a power attack on it.
Okay.
Do a little power attack. 30.
Boy, is it a hit.
37 damage.
Wow.
Damn.
Just paint me a word picture.
Okay. I'm going to slice it open because I went down from the chest down.
Okay.
I climb inside.
No.
Oh, boy. And I puppet it.
Oh, God.
Oh, look at me, guys. I'm attacking you.
At that point, PN15 steps forward and lights it on fire.
You know what the most fucked up thing about that is? It wasn't even dead. It had 9 hit points left, but it was so far down on the condition track that it is now helpless.
So Pian walks up.
It lights it up.
Lights it on fire.
I run out.
You take 10 damage.
Okay. I run out. What the hell, man?
Sorry, I had to kill this giant bug. I did it, guys. I killed it.
It was a good episode for PN.
Yeah, DJ PN.
So now that I'm all your hero, let's search this room for shit, huh?
As they're searching the room, I do walk over to Callum. Hey, you know that whole best friend thing? That just came out because it was cool. But well, you know you're my boy, okay? Right?
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to be the most important one to you on this trip. I don't know. You gave me a pep talk earlier, and I feel like a lot of that was undone by PN being here, so.
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
What?
It's like my grandpa always said.
Uh-huh.
Grandpa Stephen.
Stephen Kenobi. Okay.
You can only cook with the materials you're given.
That's more cryptic than the last time, but yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. Hug?
It's like my godmother, Dee Dee, used to say. DDD back. Friends are who you murder with along the way.
I don't understand a thing you're saying right now.
Okay, well, let's hug it out. Let's hug it out.
I'm going to use the force and look for whatever it is we're looking for here. 32.
36 force check.
26.
You guys said about looking around the room through all the hive-like stuff, and Riley, you reach out with the force, and you can sense a holocron underneath some of the goo and egg and grossness in one of the corners of the room.
Well, I can sense something below the grossness. I mean, I'm already gross, so I guess I can go digging. I mean, can I sense how deep it is? Is it just there?
It's just in the corner. Yeah, it's just like there's just a pile of stuff on it.
I just gotta get through the muck.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, PN, can you burn this or move it off?
Sure thing.
So he walks over and he's
just ash
and it
now.
Burns it away and it smells disgusting. And eventually, yeah, as it kind of smolders, there's a holocron sitting there.
Okay. So I'll pick up the holocron.
All right.
Did you bring enough for the class? Just kidding. Let's leave.
Can we tell what the holocron is?
It's a Jedi holocron.
There's no marking on it to indicate like what it teaches or what it has
nope.
in it?
That is not how holocrons work.
That's on the inside.
Yeah.
Do we have any way to listen to it here, or do we take it back?
You have to take it back.
Yeah, we got to meditate.
You rub on it three times, and the genie will come out.
It's like my best friend, Mark Anobi, would say. Rub on it twice, you get a genie. Rub on it three times, you're just playing with your holocron.
I actually have a quote.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that I'd like to share with all of y'all.
Enlighten us.
This one comes from my maker, and it was, you don't have to be great to start. You just have to start to be great.
Ugh.
So get good, scum lords. Let's fucking get off this goddamn planet.
You guys leave the temple. When you get back on the Tin Sparrow, you guys get cleaned up. And
I'd just like to point out that this is the first time we've ever done an adventure where everyone else ended up gross and Chubrub did not.
Yeah, what?
Oh, you did gross. Get stabbed in the leg.
I got stabbed.
You didn't get gooped on or anything.
That's my blood. It's not anyone else's blood. That's mine.
That's
so you guys get on your ship and you guys take off into outer space. Before you guys get too far, your ship picks up a distress signal from a nearby vessel. So you guys crowd around the holo terminal and you answer the call. A voice calls out,
21 there. This is Dr. Audrey Fett. I am one of the last remaining crew members aboard the Republic medical freighter, the Zeeland. We were transporting Rackle serum and a few live samples broke free and overran the ship. I and three others have secured ourselves in my office inside the medical bay and cannot control the ship. Please, save us.
There's a timestamp, coordinates, an emergency code, a beep, and the message restarts.
We gotta go help her.
I agree.
Let's go save Audrey Fett.
Fine.
Chubbs?
I'm in.
All right, let's go.
So you guys get buckled in. Sawbone rushes to the cockpit, puts in the coordinates, and you guys rush off to aid Audrey Fett.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.
So, let's get your characters out. And
quick question. Who plants bushes on the inside of a temple?
Those are not bushes.
Bushes of love.
Those.
This one looks like Texas.
Trapped in the bushes of love. Kind of. With a dollar sign.
With a dollar sign. No. Because
Texas is money.
That's rubble.
That's rubble.
That's rubble. Those are like
bomb.
Rubbles of bushes?
Rubbles of bushes.
Uh-huh. Star Wars. Rubbles.
Those.
Hello. No.
The pile of rubble is like all the way up to the ceiling, and these are like 20-foot high ceilings. These are.
You might be in one of those.
Yeah, these are like 4-foot thick. It's probably in here. Walls.
Is this me? That's not me.
No, you're probably that's one of those me. Two.
Well, he's just already out.
Here I am.
That's not me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're dope as foot.
Come on, man. Ugh, now I don't even want to touch it.
I got the badass
pose. Feet's all over it.
Yeah.
Fucking pizza feet.
Pizza feet.
Pizza feet.
Pizza fucking feet.
Who the fuck puts pizza on their feet?
Ooh, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, you want to get a little adventurous. A little sauce in between the toes.
Dumb toes.
I don't have a foot cheese. Fetish, but I have a pizza fetish, so I'm into it.
Yeah, right?
All right, who are we missing?
I don't see my guy.
I don't have my guy.
They might take have gotten a mixed hint, up Ed.
After the horse.
I'm just kidding.
Both of you.
Oh, damn. I saw an opportunity.
Take that L.
Good.
I got both of you. Over
thank
here.
You.
I'm just kidding. I mean, he's not with the others.
He's getting killed off.
There's no. Mark and Obi.
Yay.
Oh, whoa.
Mark. Sorry.
Hey.
Here's Sawbone.
You motherfucker.
You paint job.
He, go in? He's right there. Yeah. You're like off the rim, back inside.
I
so.
Don't know where you guys at. Front or back, Ed?
Yeah, decide the
everybody
order.
Everybody move. I mean, to the back of the book.
Does it bring you back to your Space Transformer days?
Yeah, I just want to. Like, I just want to buddy up with him.
Surrounded
and be like,
by these awesome.
He's robots. He's my new Optimus.
I'm working on a design where he can transform into a stovetop.
I had a new Optimus.
And then cook on.
Y'all
destroyed.
What's that, Kale?
I had an Optimus for you. You guys destroyed it.
Do you have that?
Did we?
Yeah. My work.
Almost there.
I don't know if you remember this, but a while back, my workplace got taken over, and y'all had to come rescue me. I had an Optimus then.
What?
Our no attention span is this. Not that long.
What?
This was like 4 months ago.
We weren't there.
Man, my dude, we see a lot of crazy shit.
Was this?
But I vaguely
that
remember
time
that.
I was in a coma.
Nope.
Wasn't there like a four-armed robot that had
that
some shit following him?
That was before all of everything else has happened. Like that was before the attack on the casino and before everyone died and all the things you guys have done. The Kill Factory episode? Yeah. So that was almost 6 months ago at this point.
Yeah, I've already blocked it out.
So I'm right not
about
to
that
remember.
Time.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
You weren't there.
This was before my
time. Cool.
Yeah.
I'll recap. Riley, it'll take me about two and a half hours to tell you this whole story. Oh plus bloopers, but
flash it back.
Yeah, here we go. Here's flashback.
Recap.
And then you just drop in the last episode.
Yeah.
So, Caleb, damn it. Kale D-bag.
Why has Thor been on the board?
I didn't
it's some
have
sort of
for
bullshit
PN.
Attempt to oh, even PN. Further dig at me by making PN Thorb.
PN is the new butcher of Nar Shaddaa. Except he's actually just a butcher.
There you go. There's like cracked egg, open eggs and whatnot.
Oh, it's like a dorm room in here.
Ryla's right at home.
What are you trying to say? I never had a home.
I never had a home.
Damn. She said what?
What?
I said Ryla's right at home in here, and then she went, "I've never had a home."
We gave you a sock,
Ryla Vertwig.
We gave you a sock. Ryla is free.
Tired, Jer? Being up at 6, catching up with you?
Gotten a lot of sleep in the last week.
Yeah, no, you were up at like 12 last night texting. I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
I was still awake too. I didn't go to bed.
Why are you not sleeping?
I've just had a lot
he's
going
been
on.
Busy.
He's been playing a lot
Star
of
Wars
Outer
Land,
Worlds.
And then
I
you
had
went
to be up at Saturday. I had to work, so I was up at 5. So
I call bullshit. I call end of day. It's 11:30 and you're looking at Sean Subside steps for the day and you're just going I'm never gonna get to sleep.
I had to stop competing with that dude because he'll keep going. I'm just like, all right, you win.
He's got to be taking some serious detours.
Yeah, I was like, you win. I'm not going to.
He's going to put your watch on
No, I mean, I'll get my normal steps in, but I can't fucking go an extra 6,000 steps.
Wait, who are you competing with?
We have a step challenge that we've been doing weekly for the Get Fit or Die.
Oh, and do y'all like link your...
Yeah, yeah, we got like step... That was one of the biggest reasons why I
got you got that?
That's why I went down. Not to do the necessarily the challenge, but just to keep track of that stuff.
Hell stuff,
the
yeah.
phone doesn't do shit in your pocket.
It does.
It's not as accurate. I mean...
Whoa. Think about how often you get your phone out and you like flip it around in your hand or like your
yeah stuff like that counts. And then also around. Yeah, like
and
I also often leave my office without my phone.
Yeah,
yeah. Mine's taken. I've got 73.
Yeah, but don't you have to cool. be on Wi-Fi for it to talk to your phone?
It's no. actually really cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it'll track it without in. Being oh, connected, yeah, and saying, then like, it'll sync later.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Okay. Wow. All
right, kids.
That's fancy.
We got.
We're on a.
Next up is Marky.
What did that do real quick? I'm sorry. How much damage?
We were so focused on Doug's filming.
I did 27 damage to this guy, and half of that, like, half of 27 hits both of them.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I got you.
Sorry, little Sebastian.
I almost wore my mouse rat shirt today.
Greatest TV show on TV.
All right, on you. On all right,
Mark.
Mark and Obi.
What you got for us?
Quit.
Get out. What is this nonsense?
We'll miss you in the saddest fashion.
Parks and Rec was the greatest TV show. He said,
I got that.
I'm leaving.
I quit. Parks and Rec is the greatest TV show.
But Caleb loves the
Caleb. How many times must we do this dance?
Forever, three turns. All
right, pause the recording.
Yeah, fighting
Let's do this.
15 after,
fighting right
after
now.
This, and then fighting Brendan in real life right now.
You know, okay, spoiler alert. You know what PN15 is going to do to Kale?
Squirt him with butter.
And he's going to go, dink, and knock him out. You know what I'm talking about.
Although K2
the
definitely
one time
murdered
Doug actually
that
punched
guy.
Me in my nose.
Definitely murdered that guy.
What's that?
K2SO when he bonked him on the top of the
oh,
head.
Yeah.
He
oh,
definitely he... crushed his spine.
Oh, yeah.
So. Wait, what was it? 35?
Is that one of the monsters sounds?
Getting hit? So you could probably use that.
No, I wasn't in the microphone directly.
Damn it.
But it still might work.
So didn't they use pug noises for Outer Worlds monsters?
Yep.
Is that accurate?
Yep. Accurate.
Oh, I just thought Doug burping and you saying that. Yeah, they used like a pug making noises, making pug noises.
So good.
Yeah, they sound like that. Yeah.
For some of their monsters.
So they pitched it down or whatever.
Yeah. You want me to bring Mojo in here and let you do some Foley with him?
So in the time where Sawbone and took his turn and Marky took his turn, I think Kale has befriended the Queen of the Worms in the underworld, formed a lifelong bond, married its worm daughter, and I shoot a bunch of worms out from my... I smell like them, so they've already accepted me as one of their own.
What the fuck?
I've become Kale Wormbag.
The worm
and I release worms from my bag.
Now you need a new license plate.
No, I'm
sorry.
My in-laws, no!
Oh, God. The in-laws.
Can I know nothing but loss? It was our wedding night.
It was our wedding night.
I was going to get to see Wormhole. Okay, all right.
Oh, my God.
So, hey, babe. What, don't have to look at that one. I already know that one's not a... That was a stinko.
I'll see you at the end.
Much like a wormhole.
Yeah, like a wormhole.
That'll be in the goofs.
We'll do it on... We'll do one on each. I want to take its babies from it.
Okay.
Jesus.
Right. Hell yeah. Inflict emotional
damage. That's a nice roll.
Psychological damage and physical damage.
31. Yeah, I'm trying to do psychic damage.
That's a hit.
Psychic damage.
And more on that one.
31 on one and 30 more on the other.
Yeah.
More than 31.
Weirdly enough, the second one misses.
What am I supposed to roll?
I feel like I make that joke a lot.
Plus one.
That's the joke.
No, I wanted explained.
I needed explained.
So
you tell me how.
Well, sometimes. I'm just not original. That's right. Oh, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 right now.
Well, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Got less than 30 minutes left.
Let's do it. 1, 2, 3, 4 when I laid down to go to bed last night.
We figured this all out. Plus 10.
Nice.
It was like 4:30 when I went to bed yesterday.
P.M.?
P.M.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, P.M.
So 19.
PM.
I don't know. It was supposed to be
19 for the damage of the first shot.
19 for the first one? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what I want to see. 12,
45.
31 for the second amount of damage.
Damn.
Chonking.
Chonky boys. Hell yeah. Those are some chonky blasts. Well, now I've got PN rage.
Mm. Yeah, that first one, you blast it.
I've got something to prove.
PN
sort
envy?
Of in the,
I got
PN
envy.
Envy.
I got
damn it, I was
PN.
Getting there.
Area.
I got there faster.
And nobody cares.
Hold I'm on. Listening right. to you.
We're making
show
up. No,
we were
quiet.
Stuck on a wiener joke.
No, fuck you.
No.
It's Joe Brub's turn.
No,
paint my
the
paint
listeners
picture.
Get the listeners need to know.
That's what you get. Fuck the listeners.
Oh, no.
That's canon.
That's there.
That's canon.
We have one
that's
sitting
canon.
Right there. There's one right there, Brendan.
Oh. Actually, in the room with
she's
us.
In the show.
She won the contest Sarge. To come to a recording.
She was the only person who put in for it.
Right, I yeah. take everything back.
She was forced to come.
Yeah, sure. She's here under duress.
You will like 8-Bit yeah, Saga.
If you go
say
back,
nothing!
If you go back through the episode, you can hear her randomly throughout going, help me. You really got to listen for it, though.
Especially during the breaks.
While we're all outside, yeah. She's like, my name is Frank. And
being held captive.
Being held against my will.
You clearly don't know how podcasts work because we can just edit this part out.
Also, it won't be out for another 6 months. So, oh, God. Right.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay, so you hit the first one, just, you know, a glancing blow. The second one, you really fuck its world up.
You can move objects.
That's what I was thinking.
Or grip.
I don't really want to get over
grip
there.
Would be good because it denies it its turn. That's what I was going to do if I didn't think damage would kill it.
You could force throw something,
it's
anything
roll good enough,
in this
it's
room,
huge, so.
Yeah. Be it a person
grip,
or a robot,
and it takes a little bit of damage.
Oh yeah, PN15 never rolled for initiative.
What is it?
Nah, he doesn't need to.
46.
I mean, he's got guns and shit.
I know, but we don't have any of those stats available.
Wait, hold on. Looking. Oh, he's installing updates.
Oh,
fuck.
Oh, he's updating.
It always
shit.
Happens at the worst times.
I have a thing planned.
I got a thing. And I'm going to do a power attack on it. Okay.
Do a little power attack.
Just a little
power attack.
The big yellow one's
it's
the queen.
The yellow one right there. I'm just going to swing at it.
Gonna big swing, baby. Boxing.
The moosey?
The Ken Rathason. They got to get the worms to get the Ken Rathason in the temples and
30.
That's a hit.
37 damage.
Wow.
Damn.
Shadoink.
Damn, Daniel. Mess.
Damn, Daniel.
I didn't
do anything.
That's a lot of damage.
That's a lot of damage.
I got to make sure I don't slip into Seth MacFarlane. Yeah.
It's a lot of damage.
All right.
Got a lot of damage, Brian.
I want to... I want to cut a hole in the
thorax
on the bottom. I want to climb inside, and then I want to force push it to explode.
It's too much.
Damn it! Come on, man.
I love how big you still dream.
Yeah,
I never big. Lose that fervor.
Love your enthusiasm.
He's a peacock, man. You gotta let it fly.
All you really did was hit it with a lightsaber.
Okay, fair enough.
Carve your initials into it.
Yeah.
Sign your autograph.
Oh,
draw a dick.
Oh, no.
That's
How
good.
How have you not been? Oh, that's so good.
That's really good. I may save it, but I'm going to bring this one back, okay? I'm going to slice it open because I went down from the chest down.
Okay.
I climb inside.
No.
Oh, boy.
And I puppet it.
Oh, God. Oh, look at me, guys. I'm attacking you.
At that point, PN15 steps forward and lights it on fire.
You know what the most fucked up thing about that is? It wasn't even dead. It had 9 hit points left, like, but it was so far down on the condition track it that it is now helpless.
You pickle Rick this thing.
Yeah, you did.
Is that another dark side point?
Like, nerves and dark.
So Pian walks up.
Lights
it lights it on fire.
I run out.
You take 10 damage.
Okay. I run out. What the hell, man?
I thought we were friends.
Sorry, I had to kill this giant bug. I did it, guys. I killed it.
Was that PN's first kill?
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Yep.
Oh, now what? He has a taste for murder.
Yes.
He's your new murder boy.
He has no taste buds.
Well, I killed all the things.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's true. And I feel like he's gotten...
Like no.
Incidental. No.
No. Okay. He's never really been in combat.
We don't ever let him true. Come on the mission.
The one time he was in combat, he was on my belt, like in God of War.
Oh yeah,
because it was just his
just
head.
A head on a belt.
Yeah. And then he was on a Roomba for a while.
Yeah.
It's like my godmother Dee Dee used to say, "Dee Dee D-bag, friends are who you murder with along the way."
I don't understand a thing you're saying right now.
Okay, well, let's hug it out. Let's hug it out.
Are you
friendship was the murders you made along the way.
Are you seriously about to hug him after he was just chest deep, literally inside of a goopy creature?
Well, I'm also goopy.
It's true. He's covered in wasp.
We just make the nastiest squish sound like a cheap Walmart flip-flop at the beach going to the...
Can you find that sound?
Sure.
As I'm helping Chubb doctor up, I'm like, I can see what's happening.
I don't want to know what's happening.
There's magic in the air.
We cannot. We're physically stuck to each other. Hey guys, can you help us separate?
No.
PN, Krumbelite torch.
Oh no, my god.
Got it.
Just seals us together.
God, we're also
like, yeah, toasted PB&J. Yeah.
Mm. We're all so goopy, we look like the end of Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah.
That was a really good one. Can you feel this stick tonight? Can you feel the stick tonight? Goopy down my front.
Oh.
We're still
stuck together. We're just tandem together. Looking.
Yeah, yeah.
Caleb's
just
looking
kind of scooching.
Left foot.
My left or your left?
Left foot.
Like
your left foot. Left foot. Right.
Together.
No, your right. My left.
I can't. Hold on. I can't see my hands. Which one makes the L?
No. If you go left, yes. I have to go right.
Okay.
Now take it. Take turn.
Okay.
Turn.
Okay.
Turn.
Okay.
We've fallen.
Can I? Kale's on top.
You're so heavy.
Can I force push them apart?
Sure.
Have to do a force check.
Yeah, you might take some flesh off of one of them.
Oh, that is a.
It's enough.
27.
We're not resisting.
Yeah,
we're
27.
Not resisting. My nippies.
Yeah, y'all rip apart.
Oh, here's your shirt. Oh, nope, it's stuck to me.
It's mine now. Nobody look at my nips.
I had a 36 force check.
Okay. So you rip them apart, and then I actually have a quote.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that I'd like to share with all of y'all.
Enlighten us.
And this one comes from my maker. And it was, you don't have to be great to start. You just have to start to be great.
Ugh.
So get good, scum lords. Let's fucking get off this goddamn planet.
Clearly, he's a Windows device.
I'm gonna guess that's where you end the episode.
Or a break or wherever we end this. Yeah. I will say real fast, you guys leave the temple and you go and you get back on the Tin Sparrow, you guys get cleaned up and I guess you guys take off, you leave the planet.
I'd just like to point out that this is the first time we've ever done an adventure where everyone else ended up gross and Chubb Rub did not.
Yeah, what?
Oh, you did gross. Get stabbed in the leg.
I got stabbed.
Yeah, Goot on or anything.
That's my blood. It's not anyone else's blood. That's mine.
All right. Yeah. I guess that's where we'll end that for today.
Nice. Just in time.
So you guys have a new holocron. So someone make sure to write that down, real fast.
All right. I got it.
So you guys get on your ship and you guys take off into outer space.
What?
The next frontier.
Holy shit.
This is a big moment.
We can leave orbit?
Plot twist.
Space. Y'all ain't never done this before.
Yeah, it's like y'all been in space this whole time. Where do you think you're going?
And I look out the window and I, where's the ground?
I've got a fear of heights.
I've never looked out the window before in a moving vehicle. Fuck!
You just roll across the window.
I'm just doing the Garfield thing where I'm just like fucking stuck to it.
That happened in Garfield?
Yeah.
Did it not?
Yeah, right?
Like with Bill Murray? Hanging.
No. He came back for a second.
No, he didn't.
He did. He did two Garfield movies.
No. Yeah. The man who can't be found or like coaxed into anything did a fucking Garfield sequel.
He thought in the original that the director, it was a someone Cohen. He thought it was a Cohen's brother. Movie. Yeah, he thought it was one of the Cohen
so
brothers.
Why did he come back for the second one?
Money.
Yeah. All
right. Paycheck.
Cocaine.
Fair enough.
Also, you know what's interesting is that so he did the he played Garfield and the voice actor who did it on the TV show played his character in the Ghostbusters video game or the cartoon series.
Oh, that's dope as hell. That's
pretty cool.
And then did you know that he just signed on for Ghostbusters?
It's not just signed on. It's just like 100% confirmed there.
Right? Yeah, you know.
Bust.
Okay. Anyway, so you guys are in space.
Busting makes me feel good.
We're in space.
We're in space.
God, we've
been in space
so fucking far into this quest.
All right, five minutes in, and let's get it going.
Well, I have a holocron.
It's 5 minutes.
Yep.
So we should definitely look into that.
Before you guys get too far, your ship picks up a distress signal from a nearby vessel.
Fuck them. Got a holoc wand again, dude.
We're in space?
Does it just go like the...
No, it's like a klaxon sort of like siren-y sound. It's like whoop, boop, boop,
okay.
Boop. And
hey, there's a sound out there.
Red alert!
My laundry's done.
Set faces is done.
Can't say that.
No.
You've been watching the wrong thing.
Yesterday I was recording my Star Trek D&D podcast.
16-bit saga.
My bad.
16-bit saga.
And there's like a almost like an emergency code, a beep, and then the message restarts.
Oh shit, we gotta go save Audrey Fett.
Hold on.
You first.
Yeah, we knew an Audrey Fett. Was she, hold on, what'd she do? She a pizza girl?
Nah, she was madly in love with,
Willie.
That's like, oh, Willie's girl. Yeah, no, you totally mind-raped that woman.
Oh, that's the wrong verbiage.
It was
there,
consensual.
We don't say that.
What is happening right now?
I put
what
soap.
What is happening right now?
I put
now?
Soap in Chubbro's mouth. Bad.
Mind-tricking helpless women is also bad. And then I shove a bunch of soap with the force down his throat.
I swallow it.
I was like, give me some use of force checks.
Burp and bubble.
He just
goes right down.
I swallow it.
Jared gets a -2 to HP.
Yeah, but he's really hard to grapple.
Yeah. He's just soapy. He's just a soapy boy.
I sweat soap.
Gross.
Ugh.
Every time he farts, a little bubble flies out.
Like, what if it was that like that soap that you got me? The pump soap. Yeah, man, that soap smells so good.
Right? Have I so changed good. Your life?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to go to Bath and Body Works now.
All the time.
Space Bath and Body Works.
Space
Bath. Of course, because we're in space.
Mm-hmm.
So that call.
Yeah, that call. Should we undo that mind trick? Is there a way
we should
do that?
Go save her, because she probably doesn't know any better.
I do. I would like to propose something. Like...
You're going to propose to her?
She's not my type.
No, she's in love with Willie.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, she might not like that he did.
She might not know.
No, she definitely knows.
I'm pretty sure she knows.
It was literally in like the last episode.
Oh, okay. I didn't know, like, she knew.
Yeah.
Haven't we been Twick before?
She was very sad he was dead. He gave her the top hat.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. And he is also now in charge of the Rackle Serum.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I am a fucking genius.
Yeah, he had his Rain Man moment with running her business.
Yeah.
I, for one, am honestly tired of all these side quests. Can we just focus on the task at hand?
No.
Did you guys hear that? It's like the universe is speaking to us.
What?
Are you there, God? It's me, D-Bag.
No.
He said he's not.
Throws
right
journal
now.
In the incinerator.
Declines call.
God left you on scene.
Well, I mean, I vote that we go rescue my business partner.
We definitely should go help him.
Her.
Them. But isn't it a few?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said three others.
There's three of them, but the she one said we help know them. Is it a girl. Well,
now we know where you stand.
Helping innocent people?
She only wants
people?
To help one person. So.
She yeah. only wants to help the men.
Wow. Whoa. Sexist.
This yeah, why do you sexist. Only want to help the men?
All of this is taking
I said them.
Such a
yeah,
weird
of course
you
everyone.
Only want to help the men. God's never helped women.
Are we helping
should we just hit reset and start over?
For sure. We did a rape thing. We did a sexism yeah, thing.
We did a sexism thing, a rape thing.
Get it out now.
Terrible.
So pick it up from where the call comes in. Okay, good. All right, guys. Refocus.
I, for one, am tired of all these side
no!
quests.
Like Groundhog's Day.
Kel D-Vec is zapped by lightning in space.
Hold on.
Through his ship.
To be fair,
minus 10 to everything. Minus 30 to your HP.
Oh,
I was going to comment, like, he's negative 10 on his diplomacy and, like, everything.
I'm just acting the part, baby. Diplomacy?
I don't know.
Personality?
Do you even have.
No, I don't think that's a thing in this game.
Proficiency in diplomacy? Hold on.
No.
Even if it was, do you think I would have it?
No.
I mean,
there isn't a diplomacy skill in this game, you guys.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's why we're hitting
it's
reset.
It's called charisma?
Again.
It's called mind trick.
Called charisma. Ever heard of it?
Charisma. Your charisma. Negative 10. Say it again.
I have a 0 to all of my charisma.
You're dead.
Just
honestly. 0. You're dead.
I am. So, oh, I'm okay.
That's all that makes him up is the charisma. Stop.
If any of your ability scores get set to 0, you go catatonic.
Hey, Hayden Christensen's here.
His charisma is also a 0.
This weird green hobbit's here too. It's the I'm with the ghosts. Do you see what I'm doing?
Oh.
I do that.
It's not really green. It's kind of like
I pressed the button okay. on the ship that makes us go to the side quest.
Shebra pushes the self-destruct
button. Just a big go button.
To go.
There's no actual pilot. He's been piloting this whole time and it just hit go.
You are the DJs. You are the EDM DJ of pilots.
It's all autopilot. Go.
Don't judge me. I don't see you doing anything around here.
Land it's this cannon. Thing.
Beep boop okay. beep boop beep boop beep.
Land. It's
a no, just to stop.
Like,
go and
pull
stop.
Us up. Hover button.
There's a button that says fuck you, and that's where that's attached to all the big guns on the ship.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Big old fuck you button.
We'll have to draw out his console. This looks like a children's toy, like shapes and colors.
And it's white plastic.
The ship says.
It's called a ship and play.
Ship and play.
You got a ship pre-built.
That's good.
That's why you crashed the other ship.
I knew
you could do it. Because it was a real ship.
What are these buttons
what
do?
What do these buttons do? Oh, ship.
Oh, did you say oh, ship?
Oh, ship.
Oh, God. We're useless.
And then they're like, Josh, no more.
You're out of the chisel.
Hey, he was on this week of The Flash.
Don't get Josh. Sidetracked from our Josh. Sidetrack.
Yeah, go stay on the rails.
Stay
off the rails.
On target.
But he was on this week of the
so the
stay
call comes target. In.
Yeah, so the call. Yeah. So there's like an emergency code, the coordinates, and the call ends.
All right, let's go.
I type in the coordinates to the place. I'm and I go boop 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 boop. Go.
Go.
You did it.
Cannon.
And you go. And you zip across the space.
No wonder why he doesn't want anyone in there.
Somewhere, Elon Musk's dick is tingling right now.
How do they know?
Ooh, self-driving spaceships.